And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati's growing role in the Hollywood film industry is now well known. Often big movies choose to shoot here because it's less expensive than California, or because old Cincinnati looks more like places like old New York than new New York does. But the latest film to premiere after shooting here is different. Not only did the cameras roll for production in the Queen City, the public is also set here. The movie tells the story of homeless men and women who take over the downtown library on a brutally cold winter's night when the shelters are all full. Directed by Emilio Estevez and featuring stars like Alec Baldwin, Christian Slater, and Michael K. Williams, The Public had its Cincinnati premiere last week and is now playing in theaters. Here's a piece from the trailer.
Mr. Gussett, I gotta talk to you.
There's not enough shelter for us people on the street.
Who is us?
We could all come stay at your place.
There are a lot of cop cars. Is everything all right?
Patrons are staging an action.
The library has not been sanctioned an official emergency shelter.
So now is probably not a great time to come and get my library card.
So come on down.
So how did The Public do in capturing the truth about the homeless situation in the Cincinnati area and its relationship to the library? Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss are Strategies to End Homelessness President and CEO Kevin Finn. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky Executive Director Kim Webb. Welcome, Kim.
Thanks. Welcome, Michael.
Civic Engagement Coordinator for the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, David Siders. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
And on the phone from Los Angeles is actor Michael Douglas Hall, who appears in the film. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be here.
If you have questions or comments, or if you've seen the film and would like to tell us your feelings about it, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We will look for your comments and your tweets and try to get some of those in the show as well. Hey, Michael, I want to start with you because you're from around here. I remember you from NKU back in the day, but you've since relocated to Los Angeles. So first, just tell us what The Public is all about.
Yeah, so the film centers around the Cincinnati Public Library. Basically, a cold snap happens, and all the homeless shelters are full. So a group of homeless men decide to occupy the library in order to stay warm overnight, and all heck breaks loose because they're taking over a public space. There's a standoff. It's believed that hostages are taken, and everybody reacts so well to taking over of a public space, but it's a really great film, and I hope a lot of people get to see it.
What role did you play in the film?
So I play the role of Smuts. So there's a core group of homeless individuals who decide to lead the quote-unquote uprising, if you will. Myself, Michael K. Williams, Che Reimfest-Smith, and an actor by the name of Bryant Bentley and Patrick Hume. We play the core group who decide to take the action.
Was this the role that inspired you to take a shot out in L.A.?
Absolutely. So to talk just a little bit about, the Cincinnati entertainment world, D-Len Myers, who is the artistic director for Ensemble Theater, was the person who was able to get me in the room in the first place. And I owe so much gratitude to her for that. And up until that point, we shot in 2017. Up until that point, I had basically had, a couple of day player roles, nothing too crazy, named characters, but nothing too crazy. When this happened, I was in the middle of tech for a production of The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which was going to happen at the Falcon Theater. I was in final dress rehearsal when I got the call for the audition, and I didn't really think, I didn't think anything of it. Didn't put any stock into it. Go in and did the couple of scenes I was given, and there's that moment in the room where it's like, maybe I'm getting this, because Emilio Estevez handed me another scene and said, I want you to take a look at this. And that's when I knew, and I was kind of freaking out internally. So then I had to go to rehearsal that night and tell my wonderful director, Tara Williams, hey, I'm not going to be able to play cowboys with you because I'm being asked to play a homeless insurgent across town. So, yeah, it was quite the experience, and I'm just full of gratitude, but yeah, that's why I'm out here.
No business like show business. So I saw in a morning show interview that director Emilio Estevez invited actual homeless people to participate in the film. So what type of work, Michael, did the actors in the film do to get to know the homeless population of Cincinnati?
Well, interestingly enough, we kind of didn't have a choice simply because we were all called for, I want to say it was about 16 of the 23 days that we did shooting on this film. And in order to keep everything looking the same, we had to use the same individuals every single time, the same men every single time. And so after a while, you're sitting around, it's like, okay, well, what's your story? And, you know, we got introduced to some very, very awesome people. You know, it was humbling. It was, hilarious, and it was, you know, just honestly just a way for us to highlight people who don't get highlighted.
David Siders is the Civic Engagement Coordinator for the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. And David, the association between urban homeless populations and libraries is well known. Some may disparagingly refer to a library as a day shelter for homeless individuals, but now it's part of a Hollywood story. What is the approach to this issue taken by the library in Cincinnati?
Well, I think first off, pardon me, we look at our library, our main library and our branch libraries as an important part of the ecosystem that supports Cincinnati and all of Hamilton County, which of course possibly includes people possibly experiencing homelessness. This all is in direct alignment with our mission to assure equitable access to our library resources and services. And of course, a big part of that is our staff. So we are intent on creating a very welcoming environment and supporting that equity of access for all people every day. That's just the foundation. The other thing, when we look at the mission, vision, and values of Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, we intently assure equitable access to our resources, like I've mentioned, and we highly value the diversity of people and perspectives, people meeting people where they are and their life experiences, and expect integrity and competence in our service delivery from our staff to our community members. We strive to earn the trust and confidence of all customers. So one thing I like to look at is libraries provide that equitable access, but also a normalizing experience no matter where people are coming from. We welcome folks. We build relationships. We get to know people by name. We encourage people to come back. So, of course, people possibly experiencing homelessness is part of that, and we pride ourselves on that equity.
So what kind of training does library staff undergo in order to deal with any specific to homeless population experiences that they may encounter?
Yeah, it's more of a standard in public libraries to train staff on community-related issues. So over the past couple of years, we've even brought in Kevin's group, Strategies to End Homelessness, to focus on issues like poverty, what the cycle of poverty includes, everything from just understanding issues, opportunities for our staff to better understand issues like barriers to transportation, how people are experiencing homelessness.
We're doing an event on youth homelessness this Sunday at the main library.
Yes, and I do want to touch on that.
We certainly will. We will touch on that coming up. And Kevin from Strategies to End Homelessness and Kim from the Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky, you both work with homeless populations, of course, on both sides of the Ohio River. Kim, the emergency shelter in Covington is just a block south from the Kenton County Library. And the Kenton County Library also attracts a certain number of people experiencing homelessness as well. What kind of conversations have there been between your organization and the library system in Kentucky?
So Dave Schroeder from the Kenton County Library System is amazing to work with. I think much like you have said, you know, it is about equal access. It's about that welcoming, inviting everybody into a library. It is that sense of community, which is the very thing that they strive for, that they want to feel safe. They want to feel secure. Dave and his staff, you know, they have done, they brought a social worker on site, you know, to do daytime programming. They're very much aware of the population. They're accepting of it. Even so much for so f- they come in and volunteer in shelters. So they donate meals. They come in and serve. They do donation drives for us. I think they work really hard to build those relationships. And often, you know, when they had to close for a water break, we were the first call that they made to let us know so that we could start doing that. So then we could step in and do 24-hour sheltering on a day where otherwise people would be at a library. So it kind of has to have an open line of communication. The proximity of it makes it easier, for sure.
Kevin, I wonder how your organization, as one that works closely with homeless people, reacts when you hear perhaps criticism or concern from people who may not even want to go to urban libraries because so many homeless people, they might say. How do you handle that?
You know, I think it's important to keep in mind the parts of the homeless system that are not portrayed in the movie. So 86% of our homeless population in Hamilton County sleeps in shelter every night. We have 14% that spend some time on the street. We only have 7% that exclusively sleeps on the street. And that is sort of the population that is portrayed in the movie. So I think it's important when you're talking about people who maybe are spending the most time in the library who aren't residing in one of our shelters to realize that you're focusing on a very specific subset of the homeless population, not the whole homeless population. So just important to sort of have that bigger picture. You know, 30% of our homeless population is families because thankfully they are very rarely on the street compared to single individuals. They were not portrayed in the movie, which I think was appropriate. About 40% of our homeless population is female, also largely not portrayed in the movie, though the population that sleeps on the street is even a higher percentage male than the overall homeless population. So and to sort of indirectly answer your question, the population that would be frequenting a public space like that is not necessarily representative of the whole homeless population. I just think it's important to have that in mind.
Well, sure. So, but again, when people do express concern about that specific homeless population within the library during the day, maybe it scares them, maybe they don't understand. What is your reaction to that?
Well, our shelter, it points to a gap that exists in our system that I think exists in a lot of systems, and it's great that the libraries are willing to play a role in it, in that our shelters do a great job of providing daytime services to their residents, but there are not necessarily extensive daytime services available to homeless people who are not sleeping in a shelter. So it's great that the library systems are willing to step in and offer some level of service because there isn't necessarily a clear alternative.
And I just want to make a comment too because, you know, in some of the suburban libraries, you know, my challenge when I hear that statement about being afraid to go into a library in an urban core, would you really know who's homeless? You know, they portray a very specific look, like Kevin said, a very specific look. But on any given day in our shelter, people are employed. People look clean shaven. They look put together. So you wouldn't even really know if someone's experiencing homelessness. And I challenge people to kind of look beyond that stereotypical look, I guess.
I myself was going out and working with a homeless person who was sleeping in a car in the parking lot of the Oakley Library a couple mm-hmm. months ago. That is not what most people would expect in terms mm-hmm. of where homeless people are residing.
Yeah. We'll have more on the public and Cincinnati's role in the new movie when Cincinnati Edition continues after this short break. This is 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition. On 91.7 WVXU, I'm Michael Monks. We're talking today about The Public, the Emilio Estevez-directed movie set in downtown Cincinnati at the library, involving a homeless takeover in the midst of a brutally cold winter's night when all the shelters are full. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss are Strategies to End Homelessness President and CEO Kevin Fenn, Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky Executive Director Kim Webb, Civic Engagement Coordinator for the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, David Siders, and on the phone from Los Angeles is actor Michael Douglas Hall, who appears in the film. If you've got questions or comments, or you want to give your take on Cincinnati's portrayal in The Public, or if you want to weigh in on the issue of homelessness and the population's relationship with local libraries, give us a call, 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets there. Michael, I want to bring you back into the conversation here. Has there been any known reaction to the film from the homeless population? And if so, what do they think?
The reactions have been primarily from two groups, primarily from librarians who really were concerned about the image of the library being a de facto homeless shelter. They don't necessarily, I hesitate to say advertise that, but they don't necessarily want to advertise that. They want to be held up as a bastion of, you know, knowledge and the last bastion of democracy in the country. But everyone who has seen the film, I have yet to encounter anyone who has said this is a terribly inaccurate representation. Now, that's on the librarian's side. On the side of the homelessness situation, a lot of the concerns have been, as was mentioned before the break, about the representation of the women that are on the street. And that was really sort of a decision that was made from the fact that there were certain plot points that we can't really talk about on air because I don't want to spoil the story, but there are certain plot points that would make the filming quite difficult. But in essence, when you imagine the idea of 100 men cooped up in a very hot box, you know, for hours on end, and then all of a sudden you throw women into the mix. Unfortunately, it does get a little tense. And I wish I could reveal exactly why this would be a problem, but it would really give away a big plot point. we have taken some flack for that, and it's understandable. The major thing for this film, and when you deal with any film that touches on major issues, it's hard to encompass everything, right? So the main thing that we were trying to encompass was libraries seen as de facto homeless shelters, and how does that work? And so, you know, it's very difficult when you don't have the full representation going on, but when you see the movie, you may begin to understand.
So, Michael, the movie premiered in Cincinnati last week. You came to town for that. Were some of the homeless men and women who were featured in the film, the literal homeless population that were included in the film, do you know if any of them got the opportunity to attend the premiere?
So efforts were made to get a hold of everybody who played any sort of role in the film, including background extras. And even at the beginning of the film, if you're a local Cincinnatian, if you're a downtown Cincinnatian, there are people that you may indeed recognize because mm-hmm. you see them on the street. And yes, they were actually in attendance last Friday night.
Very cool.
I thought it was a great thing. You know, one of the big things for Emilio Estevez was to make sure that we humanized and that we didn't belittle or anything like that. And so he said to people who had applied as extras, you know, we will get you fed, we will get you paid, and you're going to be working on set. Just be here at the time that we need you, and we'll take care of the rest. And I think it was a great experience from that respect.
And Kevin, we talked a bit about the homeless people who got to play featured parts in the movie. How did you perceive their portrayal in the film? Was it pretty well accurate? Was it sensitive?
I felt like the portrayal was very sensitive and very accurate if you, again, realize that you're sort of focusing on a specific population of homeless people who are more likely to be out on the street. I do think it's worth noting, though, that, you know, the reality here in Greater Cincinnati is that certain organizations, Shelter House, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, and Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky, go to great lengths to make sure that shelter beds are always available to people who need them locally. So it was, you know, that part of the plot of there not being beds available, I am very happy to say, was the biggest fictional aspect of this because of the work of those great organizations, including KIMS, that worked to make that a reality.
And Kim, you saw the movie as well. You said multiple times before we got started. What did you think overall of the representation within it?
I thought the representation was on spot. You know, one of the biggest things is I really appreciate it. I know that there's a lot of discussion about women being overlooked or families. I think we have to recognize that the overlooked population is the single adult, and over 60% of them are men. That was something I learned. And what we see from the National Alliance on Homelessness on a national level is that they are starting to put strategies in place to really look at this population. So, and that is a population that we shelter. There's always a lot of services, and again, always not enough, right? But there are services in place for very specific populations. But the average, you know, adult that needs emergency sheltering for a small period of time has been overlooked because not everybody would consider to be, you know, chronic or portrayed in this movie.
Yeah, the push at the national level in recent years has been on ending veteran homelessness, youth homelessness, family homelessness. And Kim is absolutely right that the sort of single adult population, which is mainly men, has somewhat been not targeted the same way.
Exactly.
And David, what about the portrayal of the library and librarians? What did you think of that?
I appreciate hearing Michael's mention of the humanization of the characters. I agree with that. That's what we do on a daily basis. Our library staff greets people and goes beyond and builds relationships. So we get to know people by name. That was portrayed in the movie. We listen to share stories. We want to hear folks' stories and get to know them better. And that was a pretty powerful aspect of the movie. I've seen it a couple of times. And also the ultimate just kind of springing off point or the opportunity for folks across America and beyond that may not have the opportunity to think about these issues. This movie is sparking this kind of conversation.
Which is great.
Glad to hear from our colleagues today about the sort of other dimensions of the issue of people experiencing homelessness. This movie will spark those conversations and encourage people to learn more, I think, and bring more compassion, more empathy, and more understanding to the issues.
And it's very well done. So I do feel like we're splitting hairs a little bit to talk about whether there should have been more women or this, that, or the other, because I do think it was a very fair portrayal. And anything really that brings attention to the issue is a good thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis right now on homelessness, right? It's going to be a hot topic of conversation for a presidential election, affordable homes, people who have income. You know, over 80% of our guests have income in shelter. So it's really not a question of being, you know, stereotyped as I don't want to work or, you know, it is really a question of not having affordable homes available to people in an income level. And the other thing I wanted to talk about with, you know, and mention and play off of with David is the fact that, you know, we're a low barrier shelter and I view a library as a low barrier shelter, library because they really are meeting people where they're at in the moment and giving them the resources they need. So there's a lot of similarity between us in that regard.
Michael, I want to ask, what did you learn about the homeless experience when you took on this role in this film?
Well, and I just want to jump off really quick about what was just said. One of my favorite memes that is out there. I'm in the meme culture. but one of my favorite memes out there is that, you know, when you go to the library, it's the one place that nothing is expected of you, that, you know, you're not asked to buy anything. You're not asked to participate in any way. You can just simply exist in a space. And I think that's pretty important. Could you repeat your
question? I sure can. I asked about, I appreciate the memes reference, of course, but my question was about, you know, what did you learn about the homeless experience that, that you may not have known before?
Well, for one thing, you know, it's not just about encountering people on the street. It's about where you encounter people generally in public. And when it comes to the library, you know, well, first of all, I mean, I would say that I spent more time in the library shooting this film than I ever have. But
that's good news.
you know, I think that how you encounter people and how you comport yourself and what kind of respect you give to someone is very important. We don't want to be bothered, I think, in this country. We don't want to be bothered by, you know, someone asking for money. We don't want to be bothered by a story. We just want to get to where we're going and live our lives. And it's difficult to give someone that time when you're focused on your time. And I think that was one of the more important things for me was, you know, can you take the time to listen to someone and hear their story and see what's going on?
Kevin, David, there's an event coming up on Sunday. Tell us about what it is.
Well, again, this movie is a springboard into community members thinking perhaps more deeply about these issues and learning about the breadth of the issues. So we have a community conversation at the main library this Sunday, April 7th, 2 to 3 p.m., where we'll be exploring youth experiencing homelessness. It is a community conversation where all voices are welcome. We want to hear from people and they share their experiences. But we'll also have Kevin and his team there to learn more about what Strategies is doing. And I don't know if we have the time now, but in particular,
and there'll also be people from Lighthouse Youth Services as well.
Lighthouse Youth Services and focusing on this new Keys initiative that brings more resources to the issue of youth experiencing homelessness. So it's at the main library of the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County this Sunday, April 7th, 2 to 3 p.m.
And I know we're talking about some serious issues here and as well as a film, but Michael, I got to know, what was it like working with some of these big names in this film? I mean, this had to be exciting. Alec Baldwin is in it, you know, and Lilo Estevez is the director. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they're all right. No, it was pretty great. It was kind of like going to a master class every day. You know, I worked just about every day with Jenna Malone. I worked about every day with Michael K. Williams. Emilio, of course, was there every day because he wrote, he directed, and he starred in the thing. It was pretty fascinating to watch other people and how they do their craft and how they make things happen. And I just wanted to touch really briefly, you know, you also mentioned the lighter side of things. This film really points up humor in a way that I didn't really expect. These people are funny, not just the homeless individuals, but the librarians as well. And I think it's important from a humanizing aspect to understand that, you know, we're all just people and, silly things happen to us every day. And I think this film really captures that in a great way. But yeah, it was a heck of an experience, and I wish I could go back every single day, pretty much.
We got a comment on Twitter that the film does an exceptional job portraying library and staff, as well as humanizing people experiencing homelessness. So I want to thank Kevin Finn from Strategies to End Homelessness, Kim Webb from the Emergency Shelter of Northern Kentucky, David Siders from the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, and actor Michael Douglas Hall from The Public. Thanks to you all for coming and talking to us today.
Hey, thanks for hosting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody.
Up next, old buildings and why some believe they are worth fighting for. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org.